4 years ago, when the fund started, its annual giving was closer to $4,000. The fund also has a staff member now, Robin Sherman, who told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce how the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund dovetailed with the rest of the nonprofits in the community.
One of the questions we often get is, you know, there are so many great organizations in this town. You know, I support the Fine Arts Camp, I support SAFE, I support the Science Center. Why should I give money to Greater Sitka Legacy Fund? And our answer is, we'd love it if you do both. Because giving to the local organizations that are doing great work in this community is critical for right now, but it's hard to know what our needs are going to be for the long term. And that's why Greater Sitka Legacy Fund is just such a good, flexible resource for our future. And the money that we invest now through legacy gifts will be there in perpetuity through the endowment.
Sherman said that Alaskans were among the relatively few people who understood endowments, which function exactly like the Alaska Permanent Fund. Gifts to the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund are co-invested with contributions to other local chapters in an umbrella organization called the Alaska Community Foundation, resulting in a fund now worth about $80 million. Grants in Sitka and elsewhere are made from the earnings on the fund, never from the principal. Sherman's salary is underwritten through 2020 by the Rasmussen Foundation. Rasmussen provided the seed money for the Alaska Community Foundation and has agreed to match up to $125,000 in contributions to the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund over the next 4 years, provided the fund meets annual fundraising targets of its own. In her presentation to the chamber, Sherman mentioned that the fund was a bit short this year. Someone asked her about it during the Q&A afterwards. With many nonprofits in the audience, Sherman's switch from grant giver to fundraiser generated many smiles.
Could you mention again the match part? We have until December 31st
right.
to get another how much?
So, I swear he's not a clown. I did not ask him to ask that question. Every year in this four-year matching grant challenge, which is through the end of 2020, the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund Board needs to set its fundraising goal for our permanent endowment. We have 4 years to raise $125,000, and this year our goal is $25,000. And it is a match it all or lose it proposition. And we have another $12,800 to go.
Sherman was joined in her presentation by Board Chair Mike Venneberg. She suggested that there were other ways to participate in the fund besides giving money. You can help us put on a fundraising event, she said. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.